Yasodanandana Brajjana Ranjana. Yasodanandana Brajjana Ranjana. Yasodanandana Brajjana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Dava Radhe. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Jaya Vishpad Paramahamsa Prabhajakacharya Sotara Sata Shishimade Sibhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Iskan BBT Founder Acharya Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Vishpad Paramahamsa Prabhajakacharya Sotara Sata Shishimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Ragana Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Ragana Shad Goswami Prabhagan Ki Prem Sikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopakopina Shamakun Radhakun Gir Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Dham ke, Navadvip Mayapur Dham ke, Jagannath Puri Dham ke, Gangamai ke, Jamunamai ke, Bhakta Devi ke, Tulsimharani ke, Srimad Bhagavatam ke, Shri Harinam Sankirtan Yajna ke, Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Distribution ke, Samaveda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ke, Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Madhle Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharne Nivishesha Sunani Vishchadistane Hare Krishna Maharaj. We're getting to hear from Srimad Bhagavatam. 10th canto, 11th chapter, the childhood pastimes of Krishna. We're going to cover texts 38 through 45. If we could chant together. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text 38. Avidure Vrajabhuva Sahagopala Dharakai Charayama Saturvatsan Nana Krida Parichchadau. Not far away from their residential quarters, both Krishna and Balaram, equipped with all kinds of playthings, played with other coward boys and began to tend the calves, the small calves. Text 38 through 40. Okay. Kvachit vadayato venum shepanai shipata kvachit kvachit padai kinkanibi kvachit kritima go vrishai vishayamanau nardantau yudate parasparam anukritya ritarjantum shcherutu prakritau yata. Sometimes Krishna and Balaram would play on their flutes. Sometimes they would throw ropes and stones devised for getting fruits from the trees. Sometimes they would throw only stones. And sometimes, their ankle bells tinkling, they would play football with fruits like bale and amalaki. Sometimes they would cover themselves with blankets and imitate cows and bulls and fight with one another, roaring loudly. And sometimes they would imitate the voices of the animals. In this way, they enjoyed sporting exactly like two ordinary human children. Purport. Vrindavan is full of peacocks. Gujat kokila hamsa sarasagana kirne mayaru kule. The Vrindavan forest is always full of cuckoos, ducks, swans, peacocks, cranes, and also monkeys, bulls, and cows. So Krishna and Balaram used to imitate the sounds of these animals and enjoy sporting. Text 41. Kadachit yamunatire vatsamsh charyato svakai vayashai krishna balayor jigamsur daitya agamat. One day, while Ram and Krishna, along with their playmates, were tending the calves on the bank of the river Jamuna, another demon arrived there, desiring to kill them. Text 42. Tam vatsa rupinam viksha vatsa yuta gatam hari darshayan baladevaya shanar mugdha ivasadat. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead saw that the demon had assumed the form of a calf and entered among the groups of other calves, he pointed out to Baladev, "Here's another demon." Then he very slowly approached the demon as if he did not understand the demon's intentions. Another short purport by Srila Prabhupada. The import of the words Mugda Iva is that although Krishna knows everything, here he pretended that he did not understand why the demon had entered among the calves, and he informed Baladev by a sign. Text 43. Grihitva paripadhabhyam sahalangulamachutaha brahmya yitva kapitagre prahinod gatajivatam sakapit Tire Mahakaya Patyamanai Putpataha. Thereafter, Sri Krishna caught the demon by the hind legs and tail and twirled the demon's whole body very strongly until the demon was dead and threw him into the top of a kapita tree, which then fell down along with the body of the demon, who had assumed a great form. Purport. Krishna killed the demon in such a way as to get the kapita fruits to fall so that he and Balaram and the other boys could take advantage of the opportunity to eat them. The kapita is sometimes called shatbalapal. The pulp of this fruit is very palatable. It's sweet and sour, and everyone likes it. Text 44. Tams viksha vimishta bala Shashamsu Saru Sariti Devascha Parisantushta Babuvu Babuvu Pushpavarshana. Upon seeing the dead body of the demon, all the coward boys exclaimed, "Well done, Krishna! Very good, very good! Thank you!" In the upper planetary system, all the demigods were pleased, and therefore they showered flowers on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 45. We can chant this. Everybody has their verses right? Tavatsa palakau bhutva Sarvalokaika palakau Saprata asau govatsamsh Charayanta vacheratu Tavatsa palakau bhutva Sarvalokaika palakau Saprapta Sapraptar asau govatsamsh Charan yantav vicheratu Tavatsa palakabhutva Sarvalokaika palakau Sapraptar asau govatsamsh Charayantau vicheratu. If you like. Tavatsa palaka bhutva. Sarvalokaika palakau. Sapraptar asha govatsamsh Charayanta vicheratu Tavatsa palakabhutva Sarvalokai palakau Sapraptar asa govatsamsh Charayanta vicheratu Tavatsa palaka bhutva Sarvalokai kapalakau Sapraptar asa govatsamsh Charayantau vicheratu Tau Krishna and Balaram Vatsa palakau As if taking care of the calves Bhutva So becoming Sarvaloka eka palakau Although they are the maintainers of all living beings Throughout the whole universe. Saprata asau. Finishing breakfast in the morning. Govatsan. All the calves. Charyantau. Tending. Vicheratu. Wandering here and there. Translation, after the killing of the demon, Krishna and Balaram finished their breakfast in the morning, and while continuing to take care of the calves, they wandered here and there. Krishna and Balaram, the Supreme Personalities of Godhead, who maintained the entire creation, now took charge of the calves as if cowherd boys. Please repeat, after the killing of the demon, Krishna and Balaram finished their breakfast in the morning And while continuing to take care of the calves, they wandered here and there. Krishna and Balaram, the supreme personalities of Godhead, who maintained the entire creation, now took charge of the calves as if cowherd boys. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Paritranaya sadunam vinaschaya chaduskritam. Krishna's daily business here in this material world was to kill the duskritis. This did not hamper his daily affairs, for it was routine work. While he tended the calves on the bank of the river Jamuna, two or three incidents took place every day. And although these were serious, killing the demons one after another appeared to be his daily routine work. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, before beginning to attempt to speak on a drop of the glories of Krishna and Balaram and their cowherd boyfriends, could we pray together, asking for the mercy to descend so we can hear and chant in a way that will please them? Om Gyanatimarandasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Vandeham Sri Guru Siyuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivashakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karana Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhana Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nivishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarane Vanchakaputrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada ki. So, we're getting to hear about the childhood pastimes of Krishna. Do you know how old Krishna was when he first began taking out the calves? Now, I do believe that Srila Prabhupada in the Krishna book said he was 5 years old. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that he was 3 years old. So what's the difference? What's going on? But Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also explains elsewhere in the 10th Canto commentaries that as Krishna, quote-unquote, grew, at whatever age he was, you could multiply it by another, if he was 3, then add another year and a half. If he was 10, add 5 more years. You divide whatever age he was and add it on, and he would have the maturity, characteristics, etc., behavior of that age. So it's appropriate that Srila Prabhupada, in keeping it simple, you have to remember that when Krishna book first came out, what did we know about Krishna? I mean, we were two-legged animals. So he kept it very simple. such a wonderful, wonderful scripture, Krishna book. So when Lord Krishna was 3 years old, oh, and the analogy that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives in terms of aging quicker than the actual years in life, he said it's like a prince born in an aristocratic family, the son of a king. They mature much quicker than an ordinary child does. And in the same way, Krishna did likewise. So, very young. Very young. And that's why it's explained that not very far away from the house, not far away from the residential quarters, Krishna and Balaram, equipped with all kinds of playthings, played with the other coward boys and began to herd or tend to the small calves. So Mother Yasoda, Nanda Maharaj, wouldn't want Krishna and Balaram to go very far. And they brought all their toys. Srila Prabhupada, they read it a few days ago, but it's under the inspirational quote of the day. He makes reference to this type of pastime, as the chapter title is, The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada said in 1969 in Boston, Krishna, he's the Lord, and he has nothing to do. He's simply enjoying with his friends, with Radharani, with the coward boys and the gopis. He has nothing to think how to provide. And Srila Prabhupada chuckled at that point. That is greatness. He's taking the cows as a sporting. In other words, it's all pleasure. For Krishna, he doesn't have to worry about where will I get my daily bread? How am I going to pay my bills? It's not like that at all in the spiritual world. Nanda Maharaj has 800,000 cows. That's a lot of wealth. And that's a lot of, how would you say, work. Taking care of the cows, taking them out, milking the cows, etc., etc. But for Krishna and the Vrajvasis, they don't take it as work because they're all absorbed in thinking about Krishna and pleasing Krishna and everything. No matter what engagements they're doing, their minds, their hearts are focused on Krishna and Balaram. When one is engaged in that activities, it's just like Srila Prabhupada said to us and sometimes to those who weren't devotees. Every day in Krishna consciousness is a festival. We're not working. Why don't you come and join us? Come live with us. We'll feed you. We'll clothe you. We'll let you engage in the devotional services of Krishna. Why carry the heavy load, the burden of thinking you are providing the necessities of life? That without your hard work, you won't eat. You won't be protected. No, in Krishna consciousness, Krishna is the provider and Krishna is the maintainer. That's actually the reality for all living entities. Nityo nityanam, chaitanas chaitananam, nyovididati kaman. That he, the Supreme Lord, is providing for everyone. And in full surrender to the Lord, the devotee realizes that Krishna is my protector, my only shelter. And he maintains me. There's no worries. He will provide. And so for Krishna, it's just play. And for the devotees, no matter how difficult their services may be, where one may think, I'm working like anything. And one should. Srila Prabhupada encouraged us when we were young. He said, you should work so hard. You should perform your service so nicely throughout the day, fully engaged, that when it's time to take rest, that when you lay down and your head hits the pillow, you immediately fall to sleep. Get a good night's rest. If you listen to Krishna book in the evening, you wake up. Before waking up, what are you thinking of? You've had your thoughts of the Lord or devotees or devotional service. You wake up and you're enlivened to start all over again. Immediately, jump right into it. So everything for the devotees are a pleasure. And if there's any difficulty or hardships, there's a wonderful quote by one of the Cowherd boys. I hope I can find it. Where he touches on this very point. You can have some hard work, or you can be challenged, or that's the difficulties of life. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that the path of bhakti, the path back home, back to Godhead, is strewn with many thorns, many challenges, many tests. It's not that you can just waltz in to see the Lord, to serve the Lord, to become a part of Krishna's family in Vrindavan. Not at all. You have to prove, we have to prove our sincerity of purpose. We have to understand we're simply the tiny servants of the servants of Krishna, and we want to render pleasurable service to the Lord. So one time, this is an example of ecstatic love for Krishna and friendship. Once there was a cowherd boy, or when a cowherd boy named Vrishabha was collecting flowers from the forest to prepare a garland to be offered to Krishna. The sun reached its zenith. In other words, it was midday, hottest part of the day. And although the sunshine was scorching hot, Vrishabha felt it to be like the moonshine. That is the way of rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. When devotees are put into great difficulties, even like the Pandavas, as described above. Pandavas were friends of Krishna, and they are quoted, their services are quoted in the Nectar Devotion also. So they were put into so many difficulties. So when that happens, the devotees feel all their miserable conditions to be great facilities for serving the Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur similarly voices the same mood of surrender and love for Krishna. He says, whatever difficulties I encounter in my devotional service to Krishna, I embrace as my greatest happiness. And we could go on and on about that particular aspect of our philosophy, how Srila Prabhupada personified that in his following the order of his spiritual master to take the message of Lord Chaitanya and Krishna's devotional service to the West and then the entire world. But we'll go on. That was text 38. So it's playtime. They get to go out. They're getting out of the courtyard where basically they had stayed. They would sometimes sneak into the house of the other elderly gopis, steal yogurt and butter and nice little activities like that. But now they get to go out a little further away from home. This is exciting. I can remember when I was reading this, like when I was a young boy and I got my first bicycle, then the sphere of my experience, my world just widened tremendously by another block or two. So I wasn't just playing in front of my house, across the street, a couple of houses this side or that. Now I could go to the top of the block. So Krishna and Balaram, they're also going out into the beautiful Vrindavan pastures, forest. Not that far. But this is exciting. And so, they're taking all their toys. And the next verse says, sometimes they played on their flutes. Now this is where His Holiness Shivaram Swami points out that although there is a verse that says that Krishna's constant companion is the flute, it hadn't manifest in His manifest leelas before He began to go out taking the cows with His young boyfriends. Sometimes you see pictures of Krishna as a little baby and he's got a little flute tucked in his sash and what have you, or in his hand. But Shiva Ram says, no, it's simply unmanifest. It's the eternal servant of Krishna, and he's just waiting that he gets his opportunity to begin service to the Lord. But this is the time it's first mentioned, when Krishna begins to play his flute. So he plays his flute. Balaram also had a flute. Sometimes they would throw ropes and stones to get fruits from the trees. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that this is a slingshot. When I was a boy, they had, you know, a piece of wood and the rubber bands tied with the little cloth at the end, and you could take a stone and you could shoot at fruits in the tree. But the old style slingshots, you'd have a rope, two ropes, and in the middle you'd have a piece of cloth tied together. And in there you could put a stone, you'd hold the two ends of the rope, you'd twirl it around, and then you'd let go of one end, and the stone would go flying. And this is how they would try to knock down fruits from the trees so they could eat them. Sometimes they'd only just throw those stones, and sometimes their ankle bells tinkling, they'd play football with fruits like bale and amalaki. So when we say football, it's not like the Americans. It's actually football, as the whole world recognizes. More like soccer. You've got the ball on the ground, and you're kicking it, and you're running after it, and you're playing. Everything comes from the spiritual world. My mother-in-law, and I hope Chatura doesn't mind when I make mention of this, she's passed on very gloriously. She was hearing Bhagavad Gita. Chatura was chanting for her. She had some wonderful blessings, realizations of the uselessness of beauty in this body before giving it up. But before all that took place, the final lesson was coming to hand. She one time said, you know, when I go to heaven, I sure hope they have bowling and some beer. Because what do people have to try and forget the miseries of this world? How can they be happy? It's all in sense gratification. But the actual eternal pleasure of the spiritual senses, spiritual mind, spiritual body, if you will, of the person, the soul, the self, is in serving Krishna. And look how rough it is. These boys are serving Krishna. They're pleasing Krishna, playing football with him. Now, they didn't have the balls puffed up or this or that. They were kicking the bale and amalaki fruits, etc. Interesting enough, you know what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, how he translates these words in his purport? He says, sometimes the coward boys with their ankle bells would go and kick each other. They'd kick Krishna. And this is service to Krishna. Krishna loves it. And boy, did they like to wrestle. I don't think we touch on the wrestling in this verse yet. But they were always competing with each other. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. But these devotees, they're not thinking that. They're willing to kick the Lord to please him. Trip him, play with him. It's like, it reminds me when one time Narada Muni, he wanted to test the devotion of different devotees. And I think he was given the service by Krishna. Krishna said, go and ask, tell the Brahmins, I have a headache. You don't get headaches in the spiritual world. This is a transcendental leela. But he said, go tell them I have a raging headache, and the only thing that will cure me is the dust from my devotees. So Narada Muni went and he asked the Brahmins, Krishna has a headache. Could you please give him the dust from your lotus feet? And the Brahmin said, are you kidding? I don't want to go to hell. Put my feet, the dust from my feet, on Krishna's head? No way. Hare Krishna. Narada went back and reported. And then he said, now go to the gopis and tell them I have a headache. And tell them that the only cure is the dust from their lotus feet. And the gopis, when they heard Krishna has a headache, they immediately raised their skirts and said, please take the dust. Take as much as you want. And Narada Muni said, don't you realize you could go to hell for that? And the gopis said, I don't care. Let me go to hell forever. If it can please Krishna by relieving him of a headache, please take it immediately. In this way, Narada Muni got to see the glories of the Vrajvasis. They don't think of Krishna as God. He's their best friend. He's their most beloved. He's their darling child. Whatever relationship they express their love, Krishna is everything. So, sometimes their service would be that they would kick, trip, have fun. Sometimes they'd cover themselves with blankets. I won't do that, but they'd charge each other like they were bulls. Have you ever been charged after by a bull? I have. It's scary. One time, and this is before I was a devotee, that's why it would still raise a little fear and I'd start chanting. But before I was a devotee, one time I was out in the country and I climbed a fence, farmer's fence. It was his pasture and there was a bull way over there. So I didn't think anything of it. Now he's trying to get to, you know, from point A to point B across the pasture. And as I started going, then all of a sudden this bull's looking like, what are you doing in my pasture? And then he starts running. And he's running at me. He's got horns and everything. And if I'd been a devotee, I definitely would have been chanting. But as it was like, ah! And I ran as fast as I could and barely jumped over the fence where I was heading. And oh, my God. So anyway, they're playing like that. The bulls charge each other, knocking each other, etc. Having a great time. And it says they'd roar loudly. And then other times, they'd imitate the voices of the animals. Or, this is where I segue into, Maharaj, I'm going to ask you, do you remember the original two Krishna books that were silver? They were two volume. You remember all the pictures they had in the Krishna books? And they were big. And they were beautiful. Now, they aren't seen anymore because I think they're considered to be very crude. They're almost childlike because they were being painted by devotees simply out of love. Their spiritual master asked them, paint paintings of Krishna's pastimes. It's not like the skill that's been developed today, the expertise. But those pictures, like imitating the sounds of the animals. Remember that one where Krishna's pretending he's a peacock and his neck is outstretched and he's pretending like he's dancing? Or they would act like monkeys, jump up in the trees. And in this way, these pictures were so inspiring. And Prabhupada loved them. Said they were windows into the spiritual world. They gave us the inspiration to visualize, to fill our muddy brains with what it might look like. And they were also colorful. That was another aspect of the early paintings. Oh, were they bright. And the spiritual world is so bright. I mean, just these calves they're taking out. Scripture says what color they were. Janani Vas Prabhu and I were, we were yesterday looking at some verses in Radhagana Deshtapika. Colors of the cows. Ash, dark or blackish, light colored, golden or yellow, reddish, even green. And it says they were checkered. Now, I don't think it was checkered like the design of marble on the floors, but patches of these colors. How beautiful is that? And then the cowherd boys. It's not just like you and I, you know, we're white skinned. You're, you know, you would say little yellow. I mean, this these days aren't politically correct. Or Indians in America, red. I mean, it's not really like that. But in the spiritual world, Krishna, he's dark like a rain cloud, Shyam. And his, some of his friends are like that. I believe Sudama is said to be darkish like Krishna. And then Balaram, white like moonshine. So beautiful. And his friend Sridham, also light colored like that. And I think I'm getting the right names with the right colors. I've seen pictures of Rohini Sutta's altar where he worships Krishna and Balaram. And on either side he has Sudama and Sridham, two very close devotees, friends of Krishna, very dear friends of Krishna, and they're black and white. And then also you have reddish, you have golden, you even have green. I mean, the colors of the people, of the cows, of Vrindavan, oh, we can hardly imagine. The colors, the words that we use give our brain something to try and appreciate. But it's going to be amazing. So, also, it says they imitated the sounds of the animals. Well, Krishna has 64 qualities given by Rupa Goswami. They wouldn't simply imitate the sounds of the animals. Listen to this wonderful glorification of Krishna and as being a wonderful linguist. An old woman in Vrindavan, present at the time of Krishna's pastimes, once stated in surprise, how wonderful it is that Krishna, who owns the hearts of all the young girls in Vrajabhumi, can nicely speak the language of Vrajabhumi with the gopis. They speak Braj in Vrindavan, not Sanskrit. And she continues on, Krishna can also speak Sanskrit when he speaks with the demigods. And in the language of the animals, he can even speak with the cows and buffalo. He talks to them. They talk back. Everything comes from the spiritual world. When I was a kid, I saw the movie Dr. Doolittle. He talked to the animals. That comes from Krishna. One time, Jamuna Devi Dasi in Radha Damodar Mandir, she would take Srila Prabhupada at his lunch. And they had monkeys, of course, in Vrindavan. They weren't anywhere as rascally as they are these days. In the 70s, early 70s, they even when I arrived in the later 70s, mid-later 70s, they weren't so bad. But anyway, there'd be several monkeys, and I'm sure with great respect, they named the monkeys according to names devotees had back in the Bay Area. Monkeys like us have personalities, and so they'd give names of devotees they thought of. There was one monkey, a mother monkey, and they had her name. I forget what it was, but Jamuna would come and give her she'd come every day, and Jamuna would give her a banana or two, reciprocating with the Vrajvasi, the monkey, Krishna's friends. Well, one time when she was coming to bring Srila Prabhupada lunch, she saw, crack of the door, she heard Prabhupada, and he was speaking like a monkey. Now, I'm not going to try and I can't speak monkey. I can't even tape monkeys. But not only was he speaking like that, but the mother outside the window of his room was speaking back. And she was shocked to see. She ran to Gurudas and said, "You will not believe what I just saw. Srila Prabhupada was having a conversation with so-and-so mother monkey." He's a Vrajvasi. Krishna can do it. Why would we be surprised Prabhupada can do it? So anyway, the last part of the verse is, similarly in the language of the Kashmir province he can speak, and with the parrots and other birds as well, as in most common languages. Krishna is so expressive. And she asked the gopis, how did Krishna become so expert in speaking so many different types of languages? It's a good question. How did he become so expert in the flute playing? Brahma, the greatest musician of the universe, hears the melodies, the ragas that Krishna plays. He can't even comprehend their composition. They're so amazing. So, Krishna Balaram and the cowherd boys. And Kujat Kokila Hamsa Sarasagana Kirne Mayaru Kale. That purport saying how Vrindavan is full of these wonderful animals. I remember in the 70s when I got to move there. It was 77, and I spent 3 years there. At that time, peacocks were everywhere. When the rain would come like we've had the few days, oh my gosh, it would be like surround sound everywhere. Meow, meow, meow. Peacocks everywhere, just pop, 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 pop. Oh my gosh, Krishna book right in front of our eyes, in our ears. Swimming in the Jamuna every day. Ramanredi was sand. The path around Vrindavan was a sandy path. The cows would trot on it. You'd see the villagers, because it was basically a village at that time, in their gumshas with their sticks, and they had those orders they give to the cows, and sometimes bopping a water buffalo on the behind or something. You know, come on, we're going, like that. Krishna book right in front of our eyes. Now we have to see with our ears. It's actually going on the eternal pastimes of Krishna, but the curtain is drawn. It's by hearing these pastimes, talking about them, repeating them, meditating on them, praying to the Lord to be allowed to take up some service of a Vrajvasi, in the mood, the footsteps of a Vrajvasi. Rupa Goswami says, this is the essence of all advice. To 24 hours a day, chant, hear, remember the transcendental names, the glories of the names, the form, the qualities, the associates, the pastimes of the Lord. And in this way, take shelter of a Vrajvasi. Follow in their mood, follow their example, meditate on how they express their love for Krishna, if that's the desired loving service you wish to offer. The essence of all advice in Krishna consciousness. Now, in these pastimes, we're switching gears. Damodar Leela and before, Vatsaya Rasa. But now we're getting into Sakya Rasa, expressing one's love for Krishna as a cowherd boyfriend, as his friend. The ecstasy of loving affairs between the cowherd boys and Krishna is very difficult to explain. Great expert devotees like Rupa Goswami express their astonishment at the inconceivable feelings which are in Krishna and his cowherd friends. It's stated in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, when you try to understand what to speak of, put into words the glories of love for Krishna, you can't do it. Not unless you possess it. You can give some indication. You can point in the direction using words that our brain can grasp onto, our intelligence can build upon. But it's like honey. Srila Prabhupada said, if you've never tasted honey, licking the bottle is not going to give you the realization of the sweetness of honey. And even when others tell you how sweet honey is, until you taste it, you won't really appreciate. Just like in the purport where Krishna killed Vatsasura and threw his dead body on the tree came crashing down. Why did Krishna throw him up in the tree? So he and his friends could get the fruits, the kapita fruits. And Prabhupada says, it's really very palatable. Everybody likes it. What's it taste like? I don't know what a kapita fruit tastes like. Well, it's sweet and sour. What? Is it kind of like Chinese chow mein or whatever? Sweet and sour? I don't think so. But these words are there to kind of like, wow. Thank you, Maharaj. Tamarind is also sweet and sour. It has both. So maybe it's something like tamarind, but not. So anyway, Rupa Goswami says, very difficult. Expert devotees they find it difficult to express the love that these boys have for Krishna. And there's that wonderful verse by Sukadeva Goswami. In this way, all the coward boys used to play with Krishna, who's the source of the Brahman effulgence for jnanis desiring to merge into that effulgence, who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead for devotees who've accepted eternal servitorship, and who for ordinary persons is but another ordinary child. The cowherd boys, having accumulated the results of pious activities for many lives, were able to associate in this way with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can one explain their great fortune? One footnote, it's not by piety that one gets bhakti. What to speak of prema bhakti, allowed to go back to Vrindavan and be with Krishna. It's not by austerities. It's not by even reading scripture. It's not by anything of this world. It is by Srila Prabhupada one time. I haven't shared this in the English speaking class, this example, this Leela. A book distributor, BBT library party, was describing to Srila Prabhupada. One professor was saying, these books are so nice. I'm reading them so I can try and understand this process of bhakti. And Srila Prabhupada said, no, not by reading do you understand. By practicing, one understands bhakti. In other words, this is not an armchair philosophy that you read something or you memorize something. It's not by memorizing these pastimes or the qualities of a Vrajvasi whose mood you are feeling inspired by. No, you actually have to show your sincerity of purpose by giving your life to the spiritual master and following, practicing this process. And the result of this process, what is it? Srinvatam Sokata Krishna, Punya Shravanam Kirtana. Ridyantya sto hibhadrani vidanoti saritsatam. Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Super Soul, or the Chaita Guru in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the hearts of the devotee, who's developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. By hearing the transcendental sound vibration from the devotees who have the urge, the yearning, like Srila Prabhupada asks, why do you, two separate pastimes, when he woke Guru Kripa Swami up at the time, middle of the night, Srila Prabhupada asked him, what are you doing? I'm sleeping, Srila Prabhupada. Why? Because I'm tired. Why are you tired? Well, because, and he just kept hammering him. Why? Finally, he had to admit, because Srila Prabhupada said, I'm not sleeping. I'm not tired. Why are you? Finally, he broke through his false ego, and crying, he said, because I'm not a Paramahamsa, Srila Prabhupada. And you know what Srila Prabhupada said? Why? This process is meant to show our sincerity of purpose, that we have an urge, a strong desire, a taste, an addiction to hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada, in another pastime, he asked, why do you think I'm up translating these books? He said, I have to. I'm addicted to doing this. I have the taste. Similar point. Why, when do we know when we have a taste when we're chanting our 16 rounds? Srila Prabhupada said, why 16 rounds? 16,000 rounds. In other words, those who are in Krishna association, those in the pastimes of Krishna, they can't help but always think of Krishna, always speak of Krishna, want to hear about Krishna. They can't help it. That is their life, identified as their love and services for Krishna. And that's what these pastimes are meant to help us understand. And we're talking about Krishna, Mother Yasoda's child, Vrindavan Krishna. I'll fast forward to he killed Vatsasuri. He acted like he didn't know. Who is that? Looked like a calf. But then he gave a sign. Prabhupada says a sign. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says he gave a sidelong glance to Balaram. And in that glance alone, Balaram knew, oh, demon here to try and kill us? Let's go kill him. So Krishna kind of wandered over there. We heard how he swung and he threw the demon up in the tree, enjoyed the fruits, etc. That wasn't Vrindavan Krishna. This is tattva. Srila Prabhupada didn't emphasize it in Krishna book, kept it simple, because Krishna's all attractive. Whether he's killing demons or he's dancing with the gopis, the devotees want to hear all pastimes of Krishna. But that was Vasudeva. Vasudeva kills the demons. Vasudeva is the expansion of Krishna. Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan. That's the Krishna Lord Chaitanya came to Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya to taste his devotees' love, Srimati Radharani, and to share it with us, to offer the love of the Vrajvasis to us through the chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And giving us these pastimes by his example, Lord Chaitanya, he was the living Bhagavatam. He was always hearing Bhagavatam from the devotees, the transcendental sound vibration. It cleanses the heart for us, aspiring devotees. The junk. Now, people in this world are becoming polarized. Most of the world is becoming more and more fearful. For devotees, if we're absorbing ourselves in these pastimes of the Lord and the glories of the Lord, we're becoming less and less fearful. When we say stay safe in the transcendence of hearing, chanting, remembering these pastimes, and share them with others any way you can, with what, whoever you can, personally, internet, etc. We don't want to be ungrateful. We don't want to be selfish. Selfish, I got my ticket. I got the process to go back home to Godhead. So forget everybody else. Just let me hear and chant in a solitary place. No. That's selfish. It's not the mood of Srila Prabhupada in our disciplic succession. And don't be ungrateful. We have our badge to get in the spiritual world. We have the process, our ticket back home to Godhead. Let's share with others what we've been given so that we can report to Srila Prabhupada, to the spiritual master when asked, how many people did you invite? How many people did you encourage? Did you help solidify in their practice of Krishna consciousness? Let's take as many as we can back to the spiritual world. Krishna wants his family and Vraj to expand unlimitedly. And at this time, we're being given that invitation to participate, to enter into. So we're going to have a special darshan. The bells have rung. It's 8 o'clock, so I'll end there. Thank you so much for your patience, for your attention. Srila Prabhupada ke, Shishi Krishna Balarama ke, Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ke, Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna.